Members of the NPP in the Ashanti region have converged on the Abbey's Park after several hours of demonstration through some principal streets in Kumasi. They are expected to be addressed by high-profile personalities of the party. Thomas Nsua J has now joined us for the latest. Thomas, you're welcome.
Well, welcome to Kumasi.
So, what is the atmosphere like at Abbey's Park?
Yes, we've just dispersed from the place. It was a protest march, they call it, against the verdict of the that ended elections that declared President-elect John Mahama as the voice of the people. So the supporters across the region met in Kumasi today. But they met at three separate points before they finally converged at the Post Office Square. They marched through principal streets amidst police protection across wherever they passed. So they assembled at the Jackson Park. You know, they call the place Abbey's Park. I know it has some significance, but I don't need to go into that.
Right. So who are the main party figures, some of the party figures who addressed the crowd?
Yes, the General Secretary, Sejong, was there. Deputy Communication Director Sami Aoku, and then the National Chairman of the party, Sheikh Obi Chidilamzi. But all in short, what they told the crowd was that all is not lost, and that they are still working on gathering the facts that will be presented to court any moment from now. And they also expressed their appreciation to the region for the massive support, the massive voting that they gave to Nana Akufo-Addo in the just in the elections, and that their labor will never be in vain, because according to them, they have enough facts on the ground to support the claim that the verdict has just been stolen, and that they should stand solidly behind the party hierarchy in this trying moment while they are trying to fight the case in court. I must also commend the teaming supporters, the way they comported themselves. But as of now, we haven't heard of any nasty incident anywhere. And then the police in particular, and then the few military men who are also supporting their colleagues in maintaining law and order.
Right, Thomas. Thomas, we were told the flag bearer of the party in the December 7 elections, Nana Akufo-Addo, would be addressing the crowd. Was he present?
You know, but we were told that it's part of the legal team that is working on the document to be sent to court in Accra. So because of that, he couldn't make it to Kumasi. But that is a message we heard from the General Secretary, Sejong.
And then we heard they were supposed to send the petition to Otumfuo Osei-Tutu. Was that done?
No, from the onset, we were told that the executive will assemble at the Electoral Commission office, the regional office of the Electoral Commission, to present a petition. As and when we were about to move to that direction, we were told that the leadership has just changed their mind, that they will not go, and then they will come to the Abbey's Park to address the people first. So we are yet to cross up from the leadership whether a few of them will be elected to go and submit that petition. But as for the Mansha Palace, it is not part of the agenda. I think it was part of some of the rumors that were being circulated in town that a petition will be sent to the Ashanti.
Right, Thomas, we appreciate your time with us. Thomas Nsua J is our Ashanti regional correspondent.